they want to share or talk about, or any comments or concerns that you've got or questions about going forward. Now, please, everybody, take yourself off mute and let's have a chat.
Yes.
That's a good start. Oh, one thing I probably should mention is we have one more week of level one, and then we're going to get into a couple weeks of topics for level two. So absolutely necessary for those who are interested in level two, even if they're not planning on achieving that goal this spring. If you're interested, and I hope most people are, please attend. All right. Well, the only thing I've got left is a brief review of what's happening. So tomorrow, I mean, not tomorrow, Saturday, I'm going to be out at Camp Snyder. I'm going to be demonstrating to a group how to operate the Scouter Horn. The Scouter Horn is a mobile climbing tower that has four autobelays. So I'll be out there in the morning. And then on Sunday, I plan on being out at Camp Snyder in, let's see, I think it's 10 o'clock, was it, TC? That we're meeting?
Yes, I think 10. Yeah, so then I think Banan also.
Excellent.
Tony, what time will you be there on Saturday for the Scouter Horn?
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock, thank you.
You're welcome. And if any of you show up for the Scouter Horn, well, we just might play some games on the Scouter Horn because it's got some interesting features that push the use of that beyond the mechanical kiddie ride it was designed to be.
So are you starting at 9 or starting at 10?
10 o'clock on Sunday. 9 o'clock on Saturday.
Gotcha.
Now, Tony, what does it take to run the Scouter Horn? Do you need to be level 1 and or level 2?
Nope. Remember my... Well, let me recall back at the very beginning when I mentioned we've got some references that can be rather... voluminous. One is the NCAP, National Camp Accreditation Program. And in that manual, page SQ, Sierra Quebec, 409, they talk about the requirements to be considered trained for operating an artificial climbing wall. I think it's even mobile climbing wall, but anyway. And what they changed last year was the training for it had to include cope and climbing foundations level 2. So what I did is I took a big chunk of what James had done for his online training and stole it and created a foundations level 2 session online. So those who want to operate the Scouter Horn in order to comply with standards need to go online, go through that training, send me a note telling me this, because then I can go into the system and I can dump a record of that they've passed all the pieces. They also have to sign up and take an online course that the manufacturer has. When you read through standard SQ 409, what you're not going to find is a clear requirement for hands-on training. But I kind of like the hands-on training. So
now this National Camp Accreditation, the NCAP,
yep.
is that online?
Yes, it is, Brad.
Okay.
Now, where did I hide that reference? I'm sorry. I'll have to tell you what. One of the things I will do is put on the syllabus. I'll put a section about references.
Thank you. Good idea.
It's in there. It's just scattered out. So it's not. It requires extension reading in order to find it. So I apologize. I'll try and make it easier.
Hey, Tony.
Jeff.
Are you grandfathered if we took the climbing tower training from you?
Okay. Now, let's go back to SQ-409 and ask ourselves, if I've taken the training, what is it? How good is it? How long is it good for? And the standards say annual assessment. What the standards do not say is what comprises an assessment. So,
well, I found the section training online, but I could not find the other training online.
Oh, the manufacturer's training?
Yeah, I found that, but not the other training.
The foundations?
Correct.
Jeff, on these calls, you're getting it.
Roger that.
Any other questions by anyone? Okay. Well, look forward to seeing everyone. And if anyone, what I would ask everyone to do is please send me an email telling me that you're online this evening so I can update my records. And if you're on last week, please send me a note that you're on last week also, because I've got a number of slots that are unknown. And I will put that roster of attendees online, and I'll send you out the link to where that page is. It's on that section of notes. And, Jeff, I apologize for not getting Tuesday's audios up there. Wednesday was a bad day. Sorry. But I will work in getting those audios online.
You're human.
Okay. Well, look forward to
thank
seeing
you very
you
much.
Tony, thank you again.
You're welcome.
Goodbye.
Bye.